What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. You land the most powerful podcast in the world because I say it is what you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, I heard a quote. Conor McGregor talked about this quote, and I'm a big fan of Conor McGregor. You can hate him or love him, but he is a manifestation expert, and he's in the position he's in because he believes he's the greatest of all time. And I'm not talking about the negative activities and behaviors he's done or what he hasn't done or what you can judge him for, because we all point out the things when they fall. But the thing is, whereas I have no room to fucking talk or judge anybody, because I was a drug addict 15 years ago, putting needles in my arm in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Think about that. Think about how quickly your life can change. 15 years ago, I was snorting cocaine, ecstasy. I had a massive drug overdose, 9 different medications in my system. Waking up in hotels, not even knowing who the people were. I was a really bad father. My daughter sat in a dirty diaper for one full day with shit all over her ass. I was not a good person, Warriors. The drugs turned me into a fucking demonic human being. I was deep in the depths of hell. But Warriors, it's not what you did in the past, it's what you're doing now. And now I have a beautiful, thriving 17-year-old daughter who's living life full out. It's not about the mistakes that I made, it's what about who I fucking became. It's because I got up off my fucking ass after my attempted suicide and I started to believe in myself. And step by step, minute by minute, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, I became the greatest of all time. And he just brought up this quote just recently. You can see Conor McGregor starting to become much more humbled, much more grounded. And we all go through that process. But he said, there was a quote, he was talking about Vincent Van Gogh. He said, in the process of getting into my art, I got so involved that I lost my mind. And he's regarded as one of the top artists in the world. And Conor McGregor said he can resonate with that, because in the pursuit of becoming the greatest fighter of all time, he completely lost his mind. And I've never resonated more with a quote in my life, because in the process of becoming the greatest of all time, creating freedom for people all over the world, I've lost my mind, but I've gained freedom in my truth. I've lost a marriage. I've lost my money 3 times. First one was self-induced. The second one was going after my dreams. And the third one is because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But in the process, some say I've lost my mind. But what I've gained is freedom. And I have found myself. And the reason why people think we've lost our minds is because it doesn't seem normal to them for people to live their dreams and go after their dreams and not be trapped in a job and not be trapped with somebody telling them what to do, and having freedom to be able to do what you want, when you want, how you want, being able to pick your kids up, not having to ask a boss for vacation, or if my child's sick, I can leave at any fucking minute at a drop of a hat. I can run my business from Zimbabwe, Africa. I can run it from Florida. I can run it from anywhere. I can run it from planet Mars. I have created so much freedom in my life, built a $1 million company. And yes, I'm doing well financially. The reason I bring that stuff up to you is not to brag, is to share with you the whole story and everything that I've been through. And it doesn't mean that maybe I won't lose my money again, but I plan not to, because I learned how money works in the ecosystem and I'll always be wealthy. But I want to ask you something. Have you ever gotten so into something and so engrossed in something that people thought you lost your mind? But I think everybody for once in their life should be involved in something like that, because I don't believe that you came here just to exist. Do you think you just came here to be born, 1 in 400 trillion opportunity, to be a kid that had imagination, believed you could be a princess or a superhero, to go to school, to get a job, to clock in, to clock out, to die for the weekend, to go to happy hour with your friends and get trash and talk shit about your spouse, watch your reality shows? Back in the days, my mom used to watch soap operas to get lost into the, you know, the world of the TV, to kind of lose your mind, to get out of reality. To retire, to do nothing, to not travel around a bitch because you don't have no money and complain about the next presidency and every 4 years, left or right, up and down. to watch people fucking complain and jump in the bridge with them and be like the iceberg sinking people's ships. And every time people get around for family, you talk shit about the people who aren't there and who's dying and who's sick. That's not how I want to live my motherfucking life. I want to die a legend, and I will die a legend. I am going to die a legend. And I'm confident if I keep going the position that I'm going in, that I will be deemed as one of the greatest of all time. And I feel like we're in the biggest shift in generational wealth in history right now. And our timeline, do you realize that our timeline, there's a brand new assets class since the 1600s, and not even that. We're going through the biggest spiritual awakening, mental awakening, and it's some of the biggest depression we're ever going to go through in our life. Because some of you aren't paying attention. And you're going to be written in history books. You're going to be the person that sat on the sidelines and just watched this happen. You're going to be on the freight train going for the ride of your life. But the fact is, every single one of you have to get on this freight train. You're either going to have your bags packed and your family's going to be very grateful that you actually fucking stood up for yourself, that you built some self-worth and you fucking took advantage of your time, as we talked about this week, and you did something about it. Or are you going to be the person that kept making excuses? Oh, you don't understand. No, I do understand. I get it. I've been a drug addict. I had shit happen to me as a kid that shouldn't have happened to me as a kid. And I don't know why all this shit happened to me. Maybe because God made me this way so I could fucking inspire people all over the world. I've been a drug addict. Shit happened to me as a kid. I was picked on as a kid. I didn't get the girls, all the bullshit that all these people have gone through. So maybe I went through all that shit so that when people brought me excuses, I say, I do understand. I actually can relate to what it feels like to be fucking feel alone and scared and picked on and fucking overtaken by drugs and in crack houses and fucking snorting cocaine and not being able to control my emotions and demons talking to me, the point where I kill myself. I understand, but I also understand that I pulled myself out of that step by step, day by day, thought by thought, action by action, behavior by behavior. And you can do the exact same thing. I don't care how dark things are for you. As soon as you turn on the fucking light, darkness disappears. In the presence of light, darkness cannot be present. Whereas I'm sitting right here recording this podcast on July 5th. There's nobody in here. Everybody's off. Everybody's chilling out. The roads are fucking empty. I am putting in work because I am the greatest of all time, and you are too. Your actions need to match your words, warriors. And when you start to make your actions match your words, you'll start to be powerful beyond measure. What I'm encouraging you to do is finally get lost in one fucking thing and follow all the way through. That was one thing that I loved about bodybuilding, because once you pick that fucking show and you paid for that entry, if you're like, holy shit, motherfucker, I'm going to be standing in front of a bunch of people in a bikini where my balls are about to fucking flop out and it's fucking intense, warriors, that you're going to have 300 people staring at you and you got a little nutsack thing hanging on, your whole body's exposed. That's some serious fucking shit. That's some serious shit. And you lose yourself in the process, warriors. But I'm not going to be a bodybuilder because that does not impress me anymore. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what people think about my physique. What I do care about is what people feel when they're around me. I want them to feel a powerful individual that walks in the room, chest proud, chin up like a warrior. And I literally light up the room when I walk in. And when I leave this earth, people will come from all over the world to say, this man impacted my life. What will people say about you, warriors? And what do you want them to say about you? And if you want to just go off into the sunset and have a easy life, that's fine. I'm not telling you have to be like me, but get lost in something for once, warriors. And I'll tell you what, this is the time. This is history in the making. There's not going to be another time like this. Our world is going to be unrecognizable by 2030, by 2050. You won't even be able to recognize it at all, warriors. It's going to change so much by 2030. And by 2050, you won't even be able to recognize it. And some of you aren't going to make it through it. Some of you, it's going to depress you so much because you're going to hold on to the old paradigm. You're going to hold on to the old subconscious mind programming. It's time to wake up, warriors. The world is changing and you must evolve with it or you are going to perish. I love you, warriors. I really, really do. But don't let me love you more than you love yourself. Remember, warriors, we have our first meet and greet July 17th, next weekend, Saturday, Circa Hotel and Pool, 11 to 4 p.m., Las Vegas, Nevada. You can click the link in my bio on my Instagram page. All the details are there. We will be at the middle cabanas. So there's like going to be a walkway down the middle. We'll be not be in the upper commander. We'll be in the middle commander right there on the corner. They're going to set us up. They're hooking us up at the Circa Hotel. They've been very supportive of us in our meet and greet. Make sure you get your tickets now because you have to get tickets to the pool. It's not to see us, but tickets to the pool. Over 4,000 people can fit in that pool. It's going to be a great time, warriors. I can't wait to meet you guys. And as we always say, warriors, rise, get your shit together. Let's go.